preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns.
Welcome, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso up here in North Dakota here on Monday. I have to look at my weather station. February 13th. Hey guys, remember tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And it's a blistering 34 degrees on my front porch. We are live, as we are Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for joining us. Well, let's give you guys something to call in about at 512-248-8252. And I had a couple calls today from listeners, and very welcome calls, and they got me to thinking on a pretty important theme, and that is this. And this will summarize, like, what's Kelso talking about? What's Kelso's point? Where is he going with this? Why is he going the way he goes? The answer is contained in this truth. We have a moral duty to win. How many words is that? We have a moral duty to win. Seven words. And much of what I say boils down to that. We have a moral duty to win. Okay, now what are the implications of this moral duty? Well, if we, and I've been all over the place in the movement. I've always been on the right. Always on the far right, ever since I was a wee lad. But I have undertaken different tasks, taken different strategies, and some of them violated that precept. We have a moral duty to win. Some of the things I did, I'll let Jim Carrey, not a right-winger, but he says it so eloquently. Jim Carrey says what I'm trying to say and about some of the things I've done in my life.
The who? The her.
Okay. Although I missed the best one. Let me go back.
The her. everybody. Your master is a loser.
Lou Hill. Loser.
That's the one I was looking for. Loser. And how could you... And how are they losers? If you adopt a strategy with, you know, you have a certain amount of energy and time in life. You can do, you know, what are you going to do with your life? Where are you going to put your time and your energy? If you put your time and energy into something that is guaranteed to be a loser, that's not just a mistake. That's a failure of moral duty. You've got to adopt, look around. What's the best chance we have, we being our, in my case, maybe yours, European people, and this would be true for all of you out there of any persuasion. Look around. What is the best chance of winning to do what? Winning. What would another definition of winning? How about a one-word definition? Survival. Winning is survival. So what has the best chance of winning the survival of our people? Well, here on the Trump Phenomenon Show, Kelso has decided, after all the different things I've engaged in, the man who has done the best job of assembling a winning program, strategy, tactic, is Donald John Trump. That's why I've devoted myself to the Trump Phenomenon radio show. It explains my enthusiasm for Donald John Trump. All right, let's dig down into that a little bit more. Why is Donald Trump's winning strategy, why is it a winner? Well, a fundamental reason is that it meets one of the requirements of winning. How do you win? How do you win? Do you win by just being, thinking that you're right? Thinking that, you know, oh my, I'm right. Look, I've got a book over here. See that on page 74? See that? See? I was right. You were wrong. That's not winning. That's being stuck up on yourself. So I've got a winning point. No, not a winning point. Winning means surviving. And if you, by the way, if you don't win, what happens? Why does it matter? Well, if you don't win, as Jim Carrey would say, you lose. And losing means dying. Your people die, your civilization dies, and more importantly, I'm not that worried about myself. I hope you're not that worried about yourself. Our children lose. It's the children that count, the descendants. So it matters if you lose. And, okay, a necessary element to winning, Donald Trump knows this. You have to have enough people. You have to have a team. You have to have an army. You have to be able to put something in the field that can beat the enemy. Donald Trump is the only one who has done that. And in some of the things I've done in my life, the army that we could have put together, you know, it dawned on me at a certain point after I'd organized, you know, my umpteenth Patriot conference with about 200 attendees. The thing that bothered me was not that we only had 200 attendees. That was huge for our Patriot conferences. What bothered me was the same people. This year, next year, the year after that, it was the same people. It was, not only was the movement small, microscopically small, it was the same damn people. So then how does the rock and roll song go? Along came John, long, tall John. Donald John Trump, that is. Along came Donald John Trump, came down the escalator. And my eyes were opened. This is the second man who opened my eyes to this message. The first one was Ron Paul. It was with Ron Paul that I saw, hey, wait a minute. A patriot message doesn't need to be cast the way these little movements I was in cast it. It can be cast in a populist way that attracts millions of people. Really enthusiastic. 10,000 roaring patriots filling the arena in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Target Center, filling it. Booked like with only 1 week in advance. Ron Paul had no problem. He had a bigger, better crowd than the Republican National Convention just down the street in St. Paul. I went to both of them. I was smuggled into the Republican convention by a delegate who gave me his lanyard. But I bought a ticket for the Ron Paul event and helped participate as an organizer there. With Ron Paul, I saw, hey, wait a minute. He's not Now, some of the people I chew out on the phone, they are spouting the message that gets those 200 people conferences, same ones, nationally. That's 200 people nationwide. And that's a loser. Then came Donald Trump. Donald Trump took what Ron Paul was doing and magnified it, made it even much bigger. And so we have a man. The reason I salute him so much is I believe he is the best chance our people has of surviving. He's the best we've got. And I view myself, having such a storied, checkered career in various parts of the movement, I don't even think I'm an asset to Donald Trump. I'm a liability. But I can put out this message to you, even as a liability. I can put out this message. In other words, Donald Trump doesn't want to appear on a stage with me. And that's my fault. I wish I had conducted myself in such a way that Donald Trump would be proud to be on a stage with me. But, you can't undo the past. But what I can do is with the energy I have, I can put out the message. Donald Trump is our best hope because he can win. He has won. That's kind of one way a winner. How about the guy that already won? So that explains. I won't go into all the detail of all the various things I think are losers. You hear me. You hear me excoriate certain things which I think are losers. And they're losers because they lose our people. They drive more people away from our cause, our sacred cause, than they attract. And not just in small numbers. I mean, like they might drive 100 people away for every one they attract. And the ones they drive away are better than the ones they attract. So that's a failure to our children. Forget me, forget you. Whether I win the battle or you or we or no, the survival is for our people. And Donald Trump knows that. He's 78 years old. He knows that. He's given up on building golf courses and beautiful structures and parks and so on. He's thrown everything he's got into saving our people. We have built the greatest movement in the history of the world, quote, unquote, Donald Trump. We have built the greatest movement in the history of the world. All right, let's go to Donald Trump. I don't know, did I summarize it pretty well there? Sometimes I get too verbose, but that's Kelso. That's why I do radio. That's what I'm all about. And the things I chew out. Forget that you read a book and that, I can prove my point. My point, look right here, 273 people, this, that, the other, on this date, they did this. And so I'm right, you're wrong. No. Did you win an election? Did you save a state? Did you save a nation? Did you win the presidency of the United States? Did you even come close? Did you win dog catcher? Oh, you didn't. And by the way, the things I did in my earlier days didn't win dog catcher and were losers on that basis. And, you know, smart people, you know, we have a problem, which is we can rationalize anything. We can explain it away, and we have a fast tongue, and we sound smooth. But no. You have a moral duty to win. You must survive. It's a brutal test. All right, let's go to the winner, who is huge. He's huge. Donald John Trump. And I'm going to go to my message board here. Let me just get on it and take a look at it. I wanted to give kind of a generic explanation of, like, what's the key to Kelso? Where's he coming from? And I'm always, that's my constant star, that we have a moral duty to win and that we must survive. And I evaluate everything on that basis. I'm critical of myself. That's why I say I'm not an asset. I wouldn't help Donald Trump if there was some rally and I could yell real loud and get his attention and get up on the stage and then stand next to him and then the media gets a picture of Trump with Kelso. No, that doesn't help Donald Trump. A picture of Donald Trump with Lauren Boebert, that helps him. A picture of Donald Trump with Marjorie Taylor Greene, that helps him, because they've taken different strategies and everything they've done is geared to win and to survive. I wish I had done the same. All right. What do you don't get a redo, do you, on life? All right. So here is Donald John Trump right now. Let me go. Let me hit refresh. Here we go. And 1 hour ago, he posted this. So I'm going to hopefully, in the time remaining here, with what I'm going to read and play, and then anything you contribute. My job here is to help, in whatever little way I can, help build your morale, try to convince you that Donald Trump has the best message. He is the best chance we have to survive. If I can do that little bit, that's as best I can do. That's all I can do. All right. And so one of the best ways is to read or play Donald Trump and to have a show called the Trump Phenomenon radio show. That whole thing is why use the term phenomenon? Because he's phenomenal. I'm just starting even with the name of the show. I'm trying to build the guy who has the best shot at saving my people, my family, my future, my family's future, my civilization. And who's number two? Who's my second candidate for that distinction? By the way, my earlier enthusiasm for Ron Paul had the same origin. I saw Ron Paul, this is before I knew anything about Donald Trump, I saw Ron Paul as somebody who he's winning. And he's trying to preserve our civilization and our people. And I noticed not only what he is doing, this is true of both Ron Paul and Donald Trump, I noticed what he is doing, and then even taking a little more discernment to notice what he's not doing. Also very important, what is he not doing? And I looked at some of the things I was saying and doing, and I go, oh, he's not doing that. I wonder if that's intentional, and I wonder if it's smart. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Politically incorrect. This is Gretchen Wilson, redneck woman. All right, this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, and we're not even halfway into the show. If you want to call, you've got that number, 512-248-8252. And the I'll share a little of what Donald Trump has done today. Also, go back and look at a little bit of what he did on Saturday and Sunday. As, this is my point, the person who has the best chance of leading us to survival as a people. And I never answered the question earlier. Who's number two in your pantheon, Kelso? If there were no Donald Trump, who's your go-to guy? Who's on your bench? Who's number three? Who's your utility fielder? Who's your relief pitcher? Well, You know, I can make some names here, but I'd like to make a kind of an exaggerated point here. Donald Trump is so much number one in saving us that I can imagine him this way. I know I'm exaggerating, but there's a little truth in it. Our best chance is that Donald Trump is the Nolan Ryan of American history. And he can fire fastballs from the mound that are so awesome that he can win a game for us. He can pitch a no-hitter. Now he's going to have to get a run somehow. If he were the only guy, or if he had a bunch of kids in the field, he could strike out 27 of the enemy. That's how much he's in first place here. So who's second? You know, who do we have? Do we got Babe Ruth in the outfield, or Lou Gehrig, or Lou Gehrig on first? No, we don't. Well, but we have some really good ones, and I've talked about them plenty on this show. And you know what? Think about the Florida Winter League in baseball, kind of harking back to the days when baseball was wonderful. You know, we're bringing up the young ones. We're bringing up Lauren Boebert. We're bringing up Marjorie Taylor Greene. So much so, these are our rookies. They're so good, and they're so new that we're all learning their names for the first time. So, and we have to go over it. But Donald Trump is building an infield, an outfield, and a team. He's building the greatest movement in world history. So, all right, let's go to part of that team, by the way, is somebody he's been training, Donald Trump. And that somebody is named, that person's name is Donald John Trump Jr. Let's listen to him for just a moment. This is what appeared on truthsocial.com today. And it was put there by Dad.
Some of that testimony, I mean, it seems clear, like, A, they perjured themselves, they lied before Congress. If I'd have done that in my 50 hours of my testimony, I'd be in jail right now. I mean, it never ends, but there was nothing there. Here, there's real stuff.
Oh, by the way, the person with whom Donald Trump Jr. is conversing is Kash Patel, one of the good ones, the very good ones, in the Florida Winter League, Kash Patel.
I mean, how did you do it with, you know, Russia, Russia, Russia? Yeah. So you were like the chief guy looking for that. You found out, and Devin, who you worked for, was the only man in America, including, frankly, the Republican side, who was actually the only guy 100% right about everything.
That was Devin Nunes, and he's the one running TruthSocial.com. He retired from Congress, California congressman, to run Truth, to create TruthSocial.com, and now is running it. And notice what Don Jr. is saying. He was the only – folks, it was bleak. Devin Nunes, as a congressman, was alone in insisting on getting documents and proving, demonstrating Russia, 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 the hoax.
You got it. Now, he was discredited. He was vilified. He was called every name in the book. Because, again, we're not in a fair fight. We're up against big tech and their trillion-dollar platforms. We're up against mainstream media, their trillion-dollar platforms, and all of the Democrat causes. You know, we're not on the same footing. You know, how do we change that? Because I think the American people are finally seeing it. It's gone so insane.
Okay, that's a good point to pause. You're going to like some more of this interview right after this break. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
Don't
keep
shine.
Your big mess away from me.
Keep your big mess away from me and mine. That's all we're seeking, folks. That John Rich, he's got it right. I met him one time outside the Republican convention in 2008 in St. Paul. Well, and he thanked me and said, good job on leading the impromptu and very loud Ron Paul. The Ron Paul phenomenon, it really was a precursor to Donald Trump. We yelled our lungs out. We marched. We traveled all over the country. We waited for Ron Paul. And Ron Paul really was a harbinger of Donald Trump. Let's go back to Don Jr., and he's talking with Kash Patel.
That they can't help but be like, shit, like, okay, like, this is ridiculous. We're not being told the truth. But I can see a situation where Republicans go at it the way we always have. Okay, well, we're doing the best we can. Oh, shucks. And they just stall us to death. They wait till someone else takes over. They maybe win back the House. They end it all. And it's all for nothing.
Yeah, so let me unpack that for us. I talked about issuing subpoenas for people. Then you got to issue subpoenas for the receipts, the documents. Because what I learned in my time in government is that the people that did Russiagate, Comey, Clapper, McCabe, Strzok, all these people, these government gangsters, are so corrupt and so egotistical that they will write down their own wrongdoing because they'll think no one will ever catch us.
Okay, now Kash Patel is referring to his new book, which is not in print yet, but you can pre-order a copy. I've done that, which is called Government Gangsters. And apparently it's a bruiser of a book.
So you have to go get the FBI's documentation, the DOJ's documentation, the DOD's documentation. So you got to subpoena every single document on these committees. We have the authority to do so.
It's like Schiff with Twitter, where he's literally telling him, like, I mean, even Twitter was like, ah, oh, it's a little too far. Like, we're leftist fucking lunatics, but like, that's a little bit far. We're not going to censor other congressmen to that extent. And yet he can do it every day and get on TV and lie about it.
He can. And
there's no consequence or ramifications. And yet, again, what they did to Devin, they tried to drive him out of Congress. You know, he's not that guy, but they would have done anything to make that happen. They made it hard for him to do his day job. They made it hard for him to maintain, you know, a powerful position on a committee to be able to do that. We're not playing the same game the other side is playing. They're much more vicious. They're much more intelligent about it. We're playing.
Now, remember, Don Jr. knows this. We're not playing the same game. They're much more vicious. It's not a fair game. It's rigged. Don Jr., you think Dad doesn't know what his boy knows? Of course he does.
A game like we're pretending they're still even pretending to be decent actors, and I think that ship has sailed. There's not even a pretense of objectivity from the other side of
it. So let's borrow the rules of the road and let's use a January 6th Unselect Committee. I was the first person subpoenaed by the January 6th Unselect Committee. It cost me $250,000 in legal fees. Why did
he was the first person, Kash Patel, the first person subpoenaed by Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And he said it cost him $250,000 in legal fees just to appear, to prepare for that committee. That's called lawfare. The prosecution is the penalty. Whether they put you in jail or not, they bankrupt you.
These subpoenas have to go out the door immediately. Let's do to them what they did to us and our entire team. Except the only difference is we were working for America and they're working against America. So the subpoenas got to go out the door. Then you start bringing in witnesses for these things called transcribed interviews. And they don't have to be public right away. You went through it.
Yep.
You sit in a closed room for 10 hours, for 20 hours, and you pepper them with questions. Then you get the receipts, the subpoena documents that you have, and you give them to the American public. And I know your next question. Well, these guys aren't going to give them over. These government gangsters are going to hold these documents because it hides the corruption. There is one way in Congress that you can get the documents from every single agency and department, and it's called this thing called fencing. The Speaker of the House has to come in and give the authority to the chairs, Comer and Jordan in this instance, to say, you as the chairman have the ability now that the subpoenas are out the door to fence pockets of money from the FBI, from DOJ, from DOD, from CIA. And I'm not saying take operational funds. I'm saying take the $10,000,
the pet project,
$10 million for the pet project, the new building here, the armchair there, the 10 new Escalades there, and you start, and that'll start, millions start adding up to 10 million. They start adding up to 20 million, and you hold it. We'll release the funds, and Congress has the ability to do this retroactively. Even though it was last year's budget, this year they can hold it. And I did it once in Russiagate because Paul Ryan was feckless and only allowed me to do it one time.
Okay, now what you just heard is brilliant. That's the first time I've heard that. The most articulate explanation from Kash Patel. He calls it fencing. And what he's describing, you can undo the damage done by Mitch McConnell and the rhinos in the Senate, even though they've already passed the budget. And the FBI, for example, already has the money allocated, hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars. I think they have a budget allowing a new building, three times the size of the huge one they already have on Pennsylvania Avenue. But what Kash Patel teaches me here that I did not know is that Kevin McCarthy has the power to fence any particular part of any particular budget and say, I'm holding this money. It will be withheld from you until you satisfy our subpoena for these documents. And you subpoena everything. And you say, yup, nope. Christopher Wray, you ain't getting the money until you provide me with these documents. Brilliant. Brilliant. This is power. This is hardball. And does the author of The Art of the Deal understand hardball? Yes.
I mean, think about it. That's what we're working against, folks. So you had this ability. We could have discovered the Russia hoax before spending $50 million in U.S. government taxpayer funds, before dragging the country through 3 years of bullshit, preventing an agenda from being able to be as effective or, you know, have the efficacy that it could have had, because you actually still had the problem with BS is you still have to deal with BS, right? So it was just time and distraction away from getting things done that were great for the American people. So listen, Kevin McCarthy was my first interview on this podcast with another person. I mean, I think we got to just talk to him. We got to get other people to pressure Congress to do this, to make sure we do it. Paul Ryan is a weak, feckless imbecile. He wanted to be loved in D.C. His wife's a big lib, all this stuff. He wanted to be invited to the cool person party. And in D.C.
You got it right there, folks. Don Jr.'s got it. I mean, you know, he no ands, ifs, or buts. He's a weak, feckless idiot. And his wife's a big lib. He just wants to be invited to the cool parties. He's got it.
See, what people don't know, you can be a Republican in D.C. and have a really easy existence if you're weak, if you're a pathetic pussy. You can have a...
No, come on. Come on. I mean, come on. Can you say it any better than that? No. And this is Don Sr.'s son, Don Jr., and Eric's just as good. So, wow. When do you get brilliant kids like this? Oh, now, by the way, this is Don Jr.'s own new podcast show, which has video and you know, audio. You're hearing it right here. This is one of his debut shows.
A great existence there, because they know that when they need you, you'll be there for the Democrats. You can go back to wherever you are in the Midwest and have an R by your name and tell,
and
you know, a small group, you'll get a board seat somewhere. They'll love you because you're weak. We can't allow that to happen, because that's my thing. They're going to try to run out the clock. It's not going to be like us. They're not going to be playing nice. They will sit there and delay everything. They'll have all the information. We could have them dead to rights, but no one's ever going to see it if we don't take these measures.
And just imagine how much more we would know about Russiagate today if we had used this power before. Let me finish the strategy. Yep. If these committees fenced the money, what we did back then was we fenced like $4 million. Not even in government speak, that's like 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Overnight, 1,000 pages of FBI and DOJ documentation showed up to my office doorstep the next morning, including the illegal FISA, including the Bruce Orr 302s, including the bogus Christopher Steele information, including the amounts of money they paid, taxpayer money, to the unlawful sources they used to gin up dirt on Donald Trump, paid for by the DNC. That happened overnight in one instance. Look at the authority we have with this new speaker and this new team.
Now, folks, this is an eye-opener. Cash Patel is opening my eyes. I hope he's opening yours. He said, I forget what his position in government was, very high in the Trump hierarchy. The Trump team fenced on a mere $4 million. And he says, in government, for the government, that's 10 bucks. They fenced a mere $4 million. And he overnight received 1,000 pages of the documents they had not been able to get out of these SOBs, and on and on and on. And now, Paul Ryan's gone. Now you've got the MAGA Republicans in charge of the committees, and you've got billions of dollars that you can fence. Let's listen more. Listen and learn from Cash Patel.
We sent out just 100 subpoenas, and then use the fencing power on, say, 10 of them. We would have enough ammunition to arm the American people with the truth. And I'm not saying do 1,000 things. Pick two.
Yeah, okay, I think that's important, right? Because I think, you know, you want to go after the laptop. You want to go after this. You want to China, Russia, this, that. Like, what would be your, you know, obviously, even have, once you get out of sort of that, you have the border and the fentanyl crisis and all, what would be the two, three things that you would say, hey, this is where we expose the government corruption at the end of this. It's probably a little bit under all of them, but what would be the big ones that we should be focusing on? Because I think that's part of the other tactic. There's so much out there you want to focus, but there's only so much time, only so much energy, only so much manpower to go after it. If you're going after 1,000 little things, you'll never get to that next level where you're like, oh, here. Once you have that oh, here moment, I feel like that's when the floodgates open, because you know it's probably the same for each of the 1,000 things. But you just got to get to one or two of those big ones to expose it all.
Yeah, so I got three for you. So the first one is DOJ, FBI. We know the two-tier system of justice. We've talked about it with whatever, Hunter Biden's laptop, Russiagate, rigging elections, et cetera. FBI, DOJ, got to go after them hard. Two, the border. The border, the border, the border. We know it's an invasion. We know Chinese fentanyl is pouring in through our streets. And we know Mayorkas is doing nothing about it because Biden has directed him to do so. So let's do those two things. The third one is Fauci and COVID. That's the third one, that we have to go after the vax mandates, the lack of intelligence, and the lying to the American people that cost millions of people their lives. If we do those three things, just imagine if we do those three things somewhat well, how much information and accountability we could have out there for the American public. We could win back the middle that was lied to for the last 7 years, and we could steer this country back on the course to having government work for the American people.
Wow. Wow. I'm glad I wrote that down. Cash Patel. And you notice when Don Jr. asked him for, give me your big three, Cash Patel had it right there on the tip of his tongue. Number one, DOJ, FBI. Expose the criminal behavior of the FBI and the Department of Justice. Bingo. Number two, I didn't know what he was going to say. Oh, he got it right. The border. Bingo. And number three, and this is, remember, he's talking to Donald Sr.'s son. So some of you not happy with Donald Trump vis-a-vis the vaccine, etc. No. Here's his son, and he's wagging his head up and down as Cash Patel says, number three, Fauci and COVID and the hoax that was perpetrated on us, and millions of people died. He's got the issue, and he's got the importance. One, two, three, bing, bang, boom. And Don Jr. is right. You can't go after 100 things. You've got to hit. You got to hit on 3, 2, 5 things. So there you go. This is beautiful, and this will be the. I think this will be the core of today's show. What we just heard, and that was all of that's posted on truthsocial.com. It's the voice of Don Jr., not Dad, but I'm happy with that. Don Jr. is so sharp. Let's listen to him for another moment here.
Yeah, listen, I think those are so good. Again, for me, it's like there's ones I take personally, like the Hunter Biden thing. I take it so personally, but maybe it is. But maybe it becomes. But there's so many. It's so bad. And I do think, I think, and I talk about this on the show a lot, I sort of say, like, you got to sort of support the red state economy. Like, the other side, well, you see it, but people are finally waking up to it, right? People, Disney stock is down because we're sick of getting this crap jammed down our throats. Netflix, the same thing. I mean, but they all say, well, build your own if you don't like it. Well, you do. And then Amazon Web Services throws you off their servers. And, they don't make it that easy. I mean, you've been a big part of that with Truth Social and just trying to, combat that. What are your thoughts on that? Because, I'd love not to live in two separate Americas right now, but I don't think we have a choice. I mean, the other side, you see it with the difference between the rioters of the 2020 Summer of Love, all over the country, murder, mayhem, looting, arson. And you see January 6th people, half of what you see people that were taking selfies that are in jail for 2 years for peacefully protesting. Something that frankly was pretty sketchy to begin with. How do you reconcile some of that?
And I think the only way to do it is through those investigations we outlined, because they all fall under that. When you talk DOJ, FBI, you encompass the January 6th folks. When you talk COVID vaccine mandates and the farce that they perpetrated on the world, that's all Fauci and COVID. But the only way I've learned, in my opinion, that the American people care is not by having government officials or former government officials recite to them what they think happened. Show them the documents. Get out the proof we did during Russiagate. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to that chairman. Don't listen to this high-ranking former official. Look at this FBI memo. Look at this DOD memo. Look at Fauci's written word. Look at him lying to the American people after he read an intelligence report one day and said the exact opposite thing the next day. There is nothing, in my opinion, more powerful to redirect Americans to say, okay, we were lied to. Because that's the hard part.
Yeah, didn't James Comer, like today, said, well, it's not exactly what I said. I'm like, no, bullshit. 51 intel people.
No, bullshit. This is the Trump family. The apple has fallen right under the tree.
People told us that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinfo. I'd be willing to bet that 100% of them knew that was not the case, but they had a result that they wanted to get to. They knew they'd be getting positions back within government. They knew they'd be getting a contributorship on CNN or MSDNC or one of the leftist.
Let's take a short break, folks. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
Hey, we're back, folks. You lying so-and-so. not you. I'm not talking about those other guys. By the way, let me just rehash what we opened the show with, and then maybe we can close out with Don Jr. You know, it's amazing how fast an hour goes. You know, if you said one thing well, it's about which all you can accomplish. And hopefully what I said well is this. We have a moral duty to win. If we don't win, yet this is pretty profound. If you don't win, what happens? You lose. And in life, what does losing mean? You die. You're extinguished. Your civilization is forgotten. And more importantly, it's the future. Forget about us. I'm willing to sacrifice anything now if we can protect that future. And I know all of you are too. So you have to survive. And survive means that for our people, you have to put together a winning movement. It has to include millions and millions of people. So, for instance, do you need evangelicals? Oh, I hope so. Good luck on winning on the right in America if you offend the evangelicals. What if you offend the conservative Catholics? Oh, good luck. How about if you offend just blue-collar working folks? No, that's not going to work. How about offend young people, old people? You've got to appeal to all good people, including not just Europeans. You're going to have to appeal to a significant portion of the Latino community, the Black community, the Asian community. Because these too are millions of people, millions of Americans. And if you, two things happen if you offend those people. Number one, you lose their vote directly. Number two, even probably more damaging, you lose your credibility. They will vote against you, and others will turn against you. So, folks out there that have some kind of a, you know, better than Kelso's message. Okay, ask yourself the question. Could you go up on the stage with Donald Trump? And could you spout your message? And would Donald Trump still be politically alive after you finished? Or would he simply be finished? That's right. He'd be finished. So think about it. Think about your moral duty, not just to be right or to be clever or be smart. Or, you know, I'm gonna debate Kelso and I'm gonna beat him. He didn't know about this book. No, I have read that book and all those books. And Donald Trump is our best hope for survival. The win. All righty, well, all you winners out there. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again tomorrow night, right here in the Trump Clubhouse. See you then.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.